Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Explorers, we're going to try to unlock the power of social wellness, more specifically about making connections and building healthy relationships. This might sound familiar if you've been listening to us for a while, because we deeply believe in the power of community. Social wellness is an essential component of overall well-being. It encompasses our relationships with others, our ability to interact with different social circles, and the support we give and receive.
Yeah, I think that's really important to note, because the giving really is so often more powerful and impactful than getting out there so that you can get something out of it. If you focus on the idea of giving, how can I bring someone else joy, or bringing a neighbor some cut flowers, or whatever it is that can help you to connect to someone else by giving, you're going to get so much more back.
And in today's fast-paced world, nurturing social wellness is more important than ever. Making these connections and building healthy relationships significantly impacts our mental and emotional health. When we engage with others meaningfully, we experience a sense of belonging and support.
It's just good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's reciprocal as hell.
You've heard us. Reciprocal. That's the t-shirt.
I'm reciprocal as hell. Oh, you give, you get. What you reap,
yes,
you sow.
Yes, you gotta give to get. Studies have found that having a variety of social relationships, flashback to social nutrition, may help reduce stress and heart-related risks. It's good for you. It's so good.
So good for you. I was reading something here that I must quote right here. We can't underestimate the power of a relationship in helping to promote well-being, says National Institute for Health psychologist and relationship expert Dr. Valerie Mahomes. Studies have found that having a variety of social relationships may help reduce stress and heart-related risks. Mm. Strong social ties are even linked to a longer life. On the other hand, loneliness, social isolation are linked to poorer health, depression, and increased risk of early death.
I would like to live for as long as possible.
Sounds to me a matter of life and death. So pay attention to that aspect of your life, this episode, but mostly to that aspect of your life.
Yes. Use this as encouragement and support of building that aspect of your life. There are a couple of insights into enhancing social wellness through making connections and fostering healthy relationships that I would like Karen and I to dive into right now.
Oh, insights. Love
a couple of social wellness enhancement. Mm-hmm. So first one, embrace authenticity.
It's the beginning of everything.
Authenticity forms the bedrock of meaningful connections. You can't really have a meaningful connection with someone else without authenticity.
It's the realness. It's you bringing you vulnerably and beautifully as the concrete pouring of the foundation.
Mm-hmm. By being genuine to ourselves, we attract individuals who appreciate and resonate with our true selves.
Ooh, say that again, please.
Feel that, in my spirit.
I just felt that right in my, right in the center of my body, right in my solar plexus, right there.
By being genuine to ourselves, we attract individuals who appreciate and resonate with our true selves.
Yes. So if your thing is playing chess or creating chess pieces out of any material, and you do that wholeheartedly and genuinely, you're going to attract your people. That eccentric, interesting group of people. Do the things, whatever the things are, and however you want to express your soul and yourself in this experience, this physical lifetime, do that. Be true to that. put the passion and the time and the energy into it, and that creates its own
magic. So stay weird, explorers.
Please. Oh, for the love of Pete, please be yourself.
Just stay weird. Attracting individuals who resonate with our true selves.
I talk about the law of resonance in some episode earlier, that the energy that you're putting out is the energy that comes back to you and attracts people of like resonance.
Authenticity fosters trust and deepens the quality of our relationships.
Yeah, nobody wants the surface.
People want the surface shallow.
Maybe.
I feel like it might serve all kinds of purpose
for a period of time. But like, really, don't we just want the depth? Don't we want the goodness and the meat and the getting on in there?
I feel like the longer we're here, the more we crave that type
of
connection.
Yes, the deeper we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can definitely vouch for that in my own life. Yeah.
All right. Another valuable insight, active listening.
You had to get me when I swallowed one. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. That is my first commandment.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is
first
perfect for a summer series wrap-up where we are just focusing on various topics that we've covered in previous episodes.
In this bundle of social wellness, like, I love that this is all pertaining to things we've talked about, but it's in this sort of this backdrop, this landscape of social wellness.
Active listening is a powerful tool for building healthy relationships because it demonstrates respect and a genuine interest in understanding the perspectives of those around us.
Genuine interest in understanding someone else's perspective. So you're listening with your whole body, your ears, your eyes, your face. You're not calculating what you're going to say. You're not calculating how this impacts your life or how you have a similar experience that you're going to share. You're an open vessel and you're listening. There is no greater gift to a relationship than active listening, being heard, being seen.
Another way we establish mutual understanding is through active listening. I find as I practice this, it's a thing that you feel when you're like, oh, I'm actually engaged. I'm not looking, scrolling on social media or whatever. If someone is taking the time to share with me, I can't help but feel closer to that person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Becoming present in that moment of deep sharing, this is an opportunity for deeper connection. I think it's really important to notice those things and just leave your phone in the other room, leave it in the car. I feel so much freer and so much more present and engaged when I'm not like side-eyeing my phone, like wondering, like, did someone just... I just think it's so important.
I think we just did that on the break in between. We left all of the devices behind.
And just went out into the sunshine, noticing, looking at the blue sky, connecting, talking to each other, observing our surroundings.
Another valuable insight, cultivate empathy.
I love empathy.
So to level set, empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others.
You don't have to take them on, assume them, swallow them, and live them and breathe them. But it's lovely to be able to have someone else feel that you get it. You understand. I empathize, right? That's feeling that or the sadness or the frustration that someone's feeling without taking it on, noticing it and cataloging it as valid.
Mm-hmm. I know hypersensitive explorers, that line
Hello.
Between
I'm the CEO of the
sounds like an infomercial. Are you an HSP? Do you?
Okay. Absolutely. Yes.
For
yes.
some of our hypersensitive explorers, understanding and recognizing the line and the propensity to take it on and actively practicing not doing that, that's your work.
Empathy with boundaries.
Oh,
with like psychological, emotional boundaries, right?
Karen's just dropping all the nuggets for your t-shirt business, guys. So if you are not taking, rewind it back and just put it all on a t-shirt. This empathy and building those deeper connections, it also enables us to provide meaningful support to our people.
If you can really actively listen and empathize, then you're going to pretty deeply, intuitively, and even efficiently understand what they need from you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you can ask, what do you need?
What do you need in this moment?
They're likely not looking for you to solve any damn thing.
Nine times out of ten,
just
not looking for
listening,
a solution.
Someone to be there. What do you need from me?
As a recovering problem solver.
Oh,
that is the line that I was like, I don't actually need to say anything. You just need to get it out. Roger that. Another valuable insight into enhancing social wellness, practice gratitude.
Did you literally go, what four episodes can we say all these things so that everybody goes back and goes, I want to learn more about that.
I did not, but the connection is...
It's uncanny.
Right.
Yeah.
Expressing gratitude in our relationships cultivates positive and appreciative environments.
I'm so grateful for you. I'm so glad that you stopped by. I love this aspect about you. You bring this into my life, right? Expressing gratitude.
It feels so good.
So beautiful.
It feels so good. We are acknowledging the value that this person is bringing into our lives just by being them.
And that goes a long way for someone, especially if they're feeling isolated, if they're feeling sad or lonely or less than, maybe not feeling worthy. If one person tells them what they mean to them, that's can be a lifeline.
What is a quote? People will forget what you said, but not how you made them feel.
Yes, that is.
So expressing gratitude in our relationships contributes to that, the feeling that we get.
Yeah. Boy, that is, who did say that? Because that is brilliant.
Know.
Right. That is true, because you can viscerally feel in your body. If you go back to memories of circumstances, situations, even conflicts or any conversation, you can kind of feel in your body how that comment or that person made you feel. You might not quite remember the details of what the hell were we talking about? What was that about? Why did I get so? But you can feel it in your body. Our bodies really hold on to those things on the cellular level. So the positive spin of that, describing how someone makes you feel in that really beautiful, positive, affirmative light is really, really profoundly impactful.
And it's not always about making someone feel good, because in those deeper connections that we have with people, the closer we get to people, the more readily we can identify like, well, that's a little bit off. Let's maybe talk about that. And you remember that feeling like, oh, when I did this or when I said that, this person said they felt this way. And I kind of like this person, maybe even love them, and I don't want them to feel that way. So we're honing our own ability to show up well.
It's a reminder or an awareness of, oh, this happened and that caused that. Let's take it a little slow here, right? Let's reevaluate how I respond, if at all.
All right. So we are embracing authenticity. We are actively listening. We are cultivating empathy and practicing gratitude.
That's just the successful relationship formula right there. That's the recipe. Okay.
That's it.
That's what you need.
All right, Explorers, it's been real. That's it.
You do that. There's nothing else. It's all good, solid relationship building.
Love that. The quality of our relationships improves when we remember those aspects. On that, there is a song I feel perfectly captures what we're trying to convey in this episode. So,
are we already there?
I don't know.
Are we there?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's later.
Okay. So, I mean, I think. All right. Let's do it.
Wait. We going
I mean,
there?
The song is literally called Connection. Tara brought this up, One Republic, and we're going to pause right here and encourage you to listen on YouTube Music or Spotify to dance along with us and feel this viscerally. See you soon.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Okay, I just want to say that was perfect. It was literally perfect. It was 2.5 minutes of perfection in Connection. That feeling of wanting to send a flare up,
right?
Like for some love and devotion, just a little bit.
I love that so much. And I also, it brings to mind that it is important to have connection, and it's important to have discernment about the types of connections, because there are connections in your life, my life, the explorers' lives, that are not serving them, that are not healthy, that are not supportive, and it's okay to stop feeding those connections.
Mm. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
After our wonderful song and dance break.
That actually felt really good. I was like, whoa, that felt so good. Just hopping around. That was amazing.
Karen and I have made a connection, and we are ready to jump into today's QOTD.
Question of the day.
What are ways to actively support the social wellness of your friends and family?
Well, dang, you just listed all four of them there earlier.
But
you know.
Wait, there's more.
No way.
Yes, there are more ways that we can support the social wellness of our friends and family.
Okay. Which in turn supports our social wellness. Hmm. Reinforce that reciprocal thing that this is.
Let's start by being present.
What do you mean by be present?
By being present, we're taking the time to actively listen and engage in meaningful conversations with our friends and family. We're showing that genuine interest in their lives.
Maybe even some eye contact, asking a pertinent eyeball? Eye to eye, me, you, looking in our eyeballs right now. Showing interest, thinking, listening, asking pertinent questions or follow-up questions to show that you're understanding. Yeah, love it.
And getting rid of those digital distractions.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to burn mine. I'm seriously thinking about just completely getting rid of it. Getting Let me an old go. Rotary phone landline.
Oh, my God. A landline? What?
You can still
the
have
The babies
one,
won't know how to use the phone if you get a rotary phone.
Good. No, that's not good, actually. They need to be able to call their friends. But
right,
I like
because social wellness.
Yeah.
It's important. Another way is to cultivate positivity. Positivity is contagious. When we maintain a positive and uplifting attitude, we can create a welcoming and harmonious environment.
Right. You can put that, you can literally create it. Energy is chemistry. Yes. Focus on the things and the energy that you want to create, and then hold that space when you go into a situation that maybe could use that, that energy, that uplift, that positivity. And we talked about this already, but you create a positive energy. It, first of all, it ripples out. Second of all, people around you, their energy will rise to that.
Yours good vibes only.
Good vibes. You're like a lighthouse, and their energy just rises to that. So keep putting out that positive energy. You are a radio signal of positivity.
We can also offer support. We all are doing this thing called life the best that we can, and sometimes it's not fun. So during those challenging times, we can lend a listening ear, offer practical assistance after we ask them, what do you need from me, and provide emotional support.
Yeah, we're not perfect. And when someone invests in you, they're sharing their vulnerability, what's going on, when they really connect with you and make that happen, you know, meet them where they are. Sometimes it even takes the microscope off of your own life and your own whatever's going on, that you maybe you just need a little distance from that. Maybe if you help someone or listen to someone, cultivate that, then it's going to shed some light on whatever's going on for you, and it's going to lift you up. That's why it's so important to be present too, because those opportunities happen. And if you're thinking about yesterday's whatever or the thing 3 weeks from now, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss
out
these connections and these life preservers are thrown out there. You don't want to miss it.
So as we're throwing out these life preservers, we can encourage our social network to practice self-care.
My life, your life, and everyone's life should be self-care. Yes.
Like, so often we are busy attending to the needs of others that we deplete our own energy reserves.
The well don't go dry.
Don't Don't wait till the well goes dry, in the words of TLC.
Don't you do it.
If not daily, at least weekly, something for yourself. Where's just you taking care of you?
I'm going to bring up a great example because I went to my PT the other day and I give her a hard time about the fact that she does all this stuff for people during the week and she never goes and gets a massage. She never goes to a spa. She never gets a pedicure. I'm like, okay, the shoemaker's children have no shoes. What? Why? Why are you not? You are just giving it so much through the week. And she was just like, I don't know. I just don't put a lot of importance on it.
And the question is, how does she do it?
I don't know. So I'm encouraging
She must be
that.
Sleeping well at night. Something restorative. Something.
She did say on the weekends, she likes to just have no schedule and just be in her home. I think she's got a couple dogs and like okay. She does like pottery or something like that. That's her filling, I guess, is the me time. She's engaging with people all week and helping them with such physical issues. Yeah.
I was like, it's got to be something.
It's got to be something. Doesn't have to look like someone else's self-care. But as she was talking about it, I was like, oh, you know what? This is self-care for her. This is her
but
care.
Not recognizing that that's what's happening.
Right. Yeah. Especially because I love me a massage. So, yeah. Like, what? How could you not?
What do you
like
mean?
Judging them the it's whole like, time because I'm a physical therapist.
Right. No, you did not.
That's not relaxing.
Another way is by celebrating milestones.
Oh, well, isn't that just so interesting?
It is very interesting. And milestones could be birthdays, achievements, or whatever accomplishment that means something to that person.
It could be even a connection of the two of you, like a friendship anniversary or an anniversary of something fun you did together. It could be a milestone birthday.
It could be.
Somebody's coming up on one. We're going to celebrate her for a month, but definitely that solid week.
Mm-hmm.
Woman. Yes.
Which leads me to prioritizing quality time. In our busy lives, it's crucial to prioritize quality time with the people who matter to us.
Isn't that number one on both of our love language lists? Mm-hmm.
Quality time. QT,
quality
give me
time.
That.
Just bring it on.
All the other stuff.
I don't want to. Don't me. Ask me for lunch.
Or give me a thing.
Or give me a thing. I want to. Let's just be in this space, connecting and having fun.
That's why we have so much fun doing this podcast.
It's just almost illegal. I mean, I came into the room and I'm like, my head was seven different places until I sit down and we start talking about this. I'm looking at the documents and I'm looking at the software and I'm like, oh, this is so great.
We get to do this.
It's so great.
Explorers, I know not everyone is sitting around with one of their favorite people just chit-chatting about things. But you can schedule. You actually could. We can do it. You can schedule regular get-togethers, whether it's a coffee date, a walk in the park, or one of my favorites, a game night or karaoke.
I love games and karaoke so much. Why don't I do
whatever?
More of it? I'm coming to your house.
Come on. Because when we invest time in these relationships, we are also investing in our own well-being.
And it's really important. Yes. Because it's reciprocal. Can I get that t-shirt, please? Can I have the t-shirt? About the reciprocal nature of all of this. Enjoying, this is why game night is so important and so impactful, and it's why people love it so much. Because you're getting together with people that you want to be with, and you're being silly and likely laughing.
Oh my gosh.
On so many levels, that is healing and just so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Like laugh till you cry kind of a thing.
Right. Your cheeks hurt.
Stitch in the side. Everything. Oh, your body's just like, oh, feels so good.
Okay. So we can also actively support the social wellness of our friends and family by communicating openly.
Well, that sounds too easy.
We can be open and honest and clear in our interactions.
Mm.
Open,
transparent.
Honest. And clear. By doing that, reciprocity comes in. We encourage others to do the same.
Right. That's such a gift. That's such a green light to, this is how I'm going to show up with you. I encourage and would love for you to show up with me in this way. You can trust me. I'm safe.
You can trust. Another cheer. Yo. Oh. You can trust me. I'm safe.
I am safe harbor for you. We're going
to consolidate all of these into a journal. And it's going to be Karenisms. And
oh, please. You have your fair share. It's going to be the Yo Podcast. Yes. Journals and t-shirts.
You can trust me. I'm safe. These meaningful conversations where we're open, honest, and clear are key to healthy relationships. When we think about the relationships that may not have served as well.
Oh, goodness. This is just where my head was going.
What piece was missing?
Right. Oh, you were being fake. You were trying to be someone else. You were trying to impress someone. You weren't paying attention to how it makes you feel when that person talks to you or treats you that way or doesn't connect with you. Okay.
That makes sense now. Okay. That's why.
It all becomes crystal clear.
Right. We are strengthening our social bonds and at the same time building that supportive network.
1 2x4 at a time. I don't know. I'm just still going back to that construction metaphor. Pouring the foundation.
Oh, okay,
and
we're
framing
building
it out.
A friendship house.
We're framing it out.
Okay. If we're going to keep in this metaphor, the last point that I wanted to bring up is maybe the roof of our friendship house, and that is practice forgiveness.
That's what protects all of it.
Oh, yes.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Because y'all are going to screw up.
Oh, my gosh.
We have stories about my screw ups in
our
relationship.
We'll talk about it later.
But forgiveness is key because you're going to screw up. We're going to have our feelings about it. Can we work through it? Can we forgive?
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's another visual. Like, I can see how we build this. There's the authenticity foundation, and we framed it up with actively listening and gratitude.
The empathy. And then just roof it on out with forgiveness.
Practicing forgiveness, because holding on to grudges and past grievances, that serves no one.
That's only putting a hole in your own roof. Yeah, you gotta let that go.
What matters more, the person or however we felt in that moment? We continue to practice forgiveness and let go of those resentments. Forgiveness can pave the way for healing.
And at the end of the day, that's what we all need.
That's it. Right? We just a bunch of broken birds.
Little children.
Trying to do our best. So, yeah, I like that. The forgiveness roof. This is a great house.
Oh, my gosh.
This friendship house.
I'm staying in this house. I'm going to live in this house. I'm staying every day.
It's kind of amazing, this little friendship house that we're building.
I love it. I love it so much. Oh, I love the metaphors. Are we going to the quote? Are we going to the quote yet?
Go to the quote. Let's go to the quote. Do you have it? You want to read it?
Can I please read this quote? Because I know that you pulled it, but it's so meaningful to me.
It doesn't matter. We're a team.
And this author, this person, I read a book of hers in my mid to late 20s. It was so impactful on me, and I just loved the poetic way that she described things, the imagery that she used. Her name is Anaïs Nin. A diarist, essayist, novelist, I believe French born. And this quote I've heard before also, and it's so beautiful about this friendship house we're talking about. Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive. And it is only by this meeting that a new world is born. I just got the chills just up and down my arms. You never know which current friend or future relationship is going to offer a new world.
This friendship has offered this new world I would not have imagined possible, to be so nourished and supported in this way. Ooh, chow. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. We are deeply respectful of the worlds that are born to us by everyone that we know, and even looking forward to the ones that will be born by people we meet later.
The connection, the community, and explorers, you're part of that. So thank you.
We are prioritizing the people in our lives, nurturing these valuable connections, and seeking opportunities to expand and diversify our social networks.
Expand and diversify. That's such a financial term, but it's important in terms of your social wellness, your social network.
Mm-hmm. The benefits of strong and meaningful relationships are immeasurable and contribute significantly to our overall well-being and happiness. Remember, the quality of our connections and relationships impact our mental and emotional health, making it essential to invest time and effort into nurturing our social wellness. Explorers, get out there, make some new worlds, build the ones you have. We're so glad you could join us.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. You take good care, everyone. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.